Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With the Iowa caucuses less than 3 weeks away now and the New Hampshire primary just a week after that, Bernie Sanders is surging. He's raising more money than any of his Democratic competitors and is at or near the top in several recent presidential polls. And yet, as WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks tells us now, many of his supporters say the Vermont senator is often overlooked, discounted by the media and the Democratic Party establishment.
It's a complaint you often hear from Sanders supporters across New Hampshire, including on a recent Saturday morning at a Sanders Field office in a shopping mall in Manchester. Diane St. Germain from Bedford says she supported Sanders in 2016 and has been knocking on doors for him for the past 3 months.
I just feel that he is the one that can beat Trump by a wide margin, and he has the movement behind him. He has the energy behind him. He is the one who will mobilize voters who are disgusted with the system because he's been so honest and because he works for the people.
But St. Germain is frustrated because she says for a long time, Sanders didn't receive the media coverage he deserved.
Well, there was virtually a blackout on all the mainstream cable stations over the past few months. It's only recently that they're recognizing that he is the strongest candidate to beat Trump, and they're doing so reluctantly.
That complaint was born in 2016 when major TV networks frequently ignored Sanders' events but feasted on Donald Trump's rowdy rallies. But this year is different. According to studies by both Politico and 538, Sanders is getting plenty of coverage. But his supporters still have a beef. They say many in the press have a bias that Sanders is too far to the left and just can't win. And his supporters might have a point. Here's Adrian Elrod, a political strategist who worked on Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign.
The reason why the media doesn't take him perhaps as seriously as they should is because they believe that there is a ceiling for Bernie Sanders.
Elrod spoke at a WBUR political forum in November.
It ebbs anywhere from 19 to 22% of the vote, that if it came down to two candidates in the race, or even three candidates in the race, that he would still not increase his lead among where he currently is.
And yet, since resuming his campaign following a heart attack last October, Sanders has only gained momentum. He raised almost $35 million in the final quarter of last year, far more than his Democratic rivals, while polls show him close to or in the lead in Iowa and New Hampshire. Here he is in Keene, New Hampshire, talking about the power of his grassroots support.
What I am proud to tell you is that as of this date, we have received more contributions from more Americans than any candidate, not just in this campaign, but in the history of American politics at this point.
They think the more they say it, if we just keep telling people he has a ceiling, it becomes reality. But we continue quarter after quarter to prove them wrong.
This is Nina Turner, a former Ohio lawmaker and national co-chair of the Sanders presidential campaign. She was in New Hampshire this past weekend to rally his volunteers and to dismiss the idea that he can't win.
And I got the receipts for that. 5 million donations to the senator's campaign. We outraised everybody. So we outraised Mr. Buttigieg, who went to the wine cave. We outraised everybody. So the movement is growing as much as they begrudge it.
In 2016, many observers thought another presidential candidate who challenged political orthodoxy had a ceiling. That was Donald Trump. Turner says the idea that Sanders can't win comes from establishment Democrats and from a skeptical political press, because she says they're all threatened by a Sanders victory. But Barney Frank, the former Massachusetts congressman, disagrees and says Sanders supporters are just intolerant of opposing views.
They have a kind of a one-sided view. They are entitled to be very critical of the policy views of other people. But if people reciprocate by being critical of their policy views, somehow that's unfair and it's almost a conspiracy against him.
Frank, who hasn't yet endorsed anyone, says he'd work hard for Sanders if he wins the nomination. But here's his problem with a Vermont senator. Frank says while many Americans support him on a number of issues, like a higher minimum wage and higher taxes on the rich, they're less supportive of big programs like Medicare for All, which would require a massive expansion of the federal government.
And we have this problem right now in which government is unpopular while the individual components are popular. And so people do not agree with him as much as he says. I do not think a majority of Americans prefer socialism to capitalism.
But Carlos Cardona pushes back on that. He's the Democratic Party chair in Laconia, New Hampshire, which sits in Republican-heavy Belknap County. Cardona supports Sanders. He says progressives can win in rural counties like his, which he argues are crucial to Democratic hopes of retaking the White House.
In 2016, we chose incremental, slow and steady, and we lost. I've been elected in a Republican county, so I say we give it an opportunity and a chance to the progressive agenda.
But Cardona understands why Sanders makes establishment Democrats nervous. As he puts it, change is difficult. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.